No.
We did not record anything about tip balls.
No. Not
we were talking about football, though.
Yes.
Which somehow led to then tickling balls. Right. Anyway.
Well, yeah. One thing led to another. Balls are tickled. Welcome back to Alphabar. So we're missing our Haruman today, but other than that, we're still going. Sorry for the break, everybody.
That was my fault and Tom's fault.
Yes, it was many people's fault. Not mine, though.
Nah, we call it Labor Day fault.
Yeah, Labor Day. Labor Day with the family.
Yeah, that's the thing that happened. But currently the group is broken up as everyone's returning to their homeland or closest friendly city for some reporting and training and whatnot. A couple things of note. There's the Scorpion are pretty much going to have to hoof it back home, and then if they want to get back in, then they better run the fuck back over. Because...
Well, Haruma's coming back, too.
Yeah, the Haruma, they have coastal waters.
Right.
And he could head down to Sunda Mizumura, which is a crab port that frequently the Mantis stop on the way down to the colonies, so that wouldn't be impossible. And that's probably what he'll end up doing. Much like what I would assume Doty's going to do and head to Marsubishi Toshi, which is...
I was already there and already...
Well, you were in Kyuden Doji.
Oh, Kyuden Doji, I'm sorry, yeah, you're right.
Which is more than mine,
and then I said, get the hell out of here.
Right, so you probably headed to Marsubishi Toshi.
Way more polite. We have an assignment we'd like you to complete. Take your time.
Right.
Really take your time.
As in, don't come back.
Yeah, but it also might have been their subtle... I was thinking about that the other day. It might have been their subtle way of getting you out there to investigate. Maybe.
Possible.
It was either that or the subtle way of saying, don't come back because you know too
well,
much.
Well, we figured out...
Yeah,
figured
but
out.
They also didn't kill you.
Yeah, oh no. Well, I didn't do anything that would have warranted death.
Yeah, but if they're really, like, in his pocket, they probably would have tried to find a way to kill you.
But the other thing they have to worry about is, what exactly is Irosoma going to do Dragon Guard City? This is the main port from which most ships leave for the colonies. So, it's going to take a couple weeks, a few weeks especially for the Scorpion to head back over to you. You don't know, you would assume probably what's going to happen is you'll just pick the train of the path up along the way. It stops along those cities, so it'd be wise for them to just head to those cities and, you know, wait for you.
Right. In those extra couple weeks, I became rank 4 instead of rank 2.
Rank 4, huh?
Yeah, rank 4.
I feel as though that's unlikely. But the thing that to remember is, by yourself, your ship won't be able to take the ocean route, so it would have to travel along the Sea of Shadows, which is really dangerous. Now, you could try to line up your timing with a fleet that's headed down there, because they do send people down pretty frequently, but that would require some negotiations. And you probably would have to wait, either estimate when the Vagus are coming back or wait until they come back. Now, it's going to be a few weeks. They generally do most of the sailing in the spring season, and the summer tends to be kind of stormier. So they'll still do sailing, just less of it, so it'll be harder to find if you explicitly wait for the Bayushi to get there. It'll probably take a while to find a ship or a convoy willing to go down with you. So it's up to you, or I mean, you can try to finagle something in the meantime, or
I'll try to find a group to go down with, but if things don't work out, I guess.
Well, you can make a commerce test actually for this. You can have a free raise too, because you're a mantis. The best business of mantis, so they're going to give you a fair deal. So, did you roll your trait along with that, or did you just roll commerce?
I roll both. 4 keep 2.
Okay.
9.
Do you have honor?
I do.
You could test your honor.
It'd be 4 keep 4, right? I'm sure you'd make it.
Um, since honor tests are kind of an optional rule, I'm going to say you can't really generally use them on low skills or skills that will lose you honor.
Oh, but I forget that commerce is a low skill.
Well, it's not a low skill, it's a merchant skill.
Oh, okay.
Talk and trade in public generally loses you honor.
Yeah, then I have failed.
Okay. Well, you got a 9. Like I said, you got a free raise, but you rolled a 9. So it wasn't very easy to do that. I mean, you talk to a few people. They're friendly enough, but they're like, well, we unfortunately have a, we have a schedule we have to maintain. It'll either be this week they get back, or we'll have to go without you. And then you're probably going to have to wait a couple months.
Well, we'll try our best.
Thank you. It's, business is business, what can I say?
Understandable.
Okay, so, it's the important ones to, because you guys are really the schedule key, or the break of the schedule here is the Scorpion. So, question for you is, where are you headed to, and what are you doing when you're there?
Well, we were heading back to our closest.
Okay, closest from
city.
From my border would be. Fun part is you basically have to travel through Lionlands for that.
Right, because we're heading south.
Yeah, you're heading southwest.
Wonderful.
But we're already kind of on the border.
Yeah, but you were in Crane Lands though. So, and you weren't like on the edge. You were kind of here-ish in this area. So you're kind of heading. You're gonna have to head like that way.
Okay.
Or you could try to head along the river, but then you're basically gonna have to take for Mantis to Bogeyan or the Crane to Bogeyan.
Right.
All the way down.
Yeah, we'd have to head southwest, right? Across. Looks like there's a couple crossings and bridges.
Yeah, there's a couple crossings. I mean, you can get across. It's just, it might take a little bit. So, my question for you is, are you just going to try to go at normal pace, or are you going to try to cut through?
We're going
to
try and
pathfind it.
Yeah, we're going to try. Especially if we have the Hoobo with us. He's actually good at that kind of stuff.
I mean, the truth of the matter is the Haruma, he's going to take the longest time, but since he's basically just going to be heading south the whole way, he can help you out for a bit of the way.
Oh, but then, yeah, then he breaks off and goes.
Yeah, he's going to break off and go down south until way down south. So, I mean, he can help you a little bit, but once about the halfway point goes, you're going to be going on your own. So,
right. Well, at that point, it looks like we can just follow a big road.
If you want to do that, I mean, your fastest place would be Seven Stings Keep.
Okay.
Or the lands around Seven Stings
Keep. What number is that?
Scorpion 7.
7.
Okay. That's going to be probably your closest bet.
Okay.
Scorpion 2, probably 2, which would be Hotei Saito.
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
Yeah. Hotei Saito's in the same general areas, so yeah. I mean, those are going to be, that area is going to be your best bet, basically. Seven Stings Keep is Magistrates. Holding that they train a lot of magistrates and stuff there, so you know, Joe. No, I actually train any not magistrates.
Yeah, I'm gonna be totally just balls useless in this one, so
I mean, here's what I'm gonna do, because the Hermit will help you to the halfway point, and then he has to go his own way. You need to make, if you're trying to cut some time off and do some things like that to try to make it faster, especially on the way back. On the way back, unfortunately, you won't get the extra raise I'm going to give you because the room is not going to be with you on the way back.
Right.
But on the way there, you can have a free raise, but you do need to make basically a hunting roll.
What's hunting compared to the intelligence?
Perception. It would be the trailblazing emphasis. They have an emphasis for this. If anyone has trailblazing.
I don't have hunting.
And you get a free raise on it.
I should probably take something at some point.
It's a 2 keep 2. Can't wait.
Not exploding?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think
cool.
As important as this is, we might want to spend a void on this.
Well, as I said, I mean, the Hermit is helping you halfway through.
Right.
So, like, the first leg of the journey is why you're getting a free race. Like,
right.
You, He's like, okay, you guys want to head this way? Let's go this way, blah, blah, blah. And then he'll kind of point you as like, best bet is cut through this way. There's some wilderness there.
Yeah.
If you find a trail, you can cut through and get there.
My role basically surmised to, yeah, it's kind of nice to travel lands that aren't a barren wasteland.
I'm going to spend
kind of cool.
Well, my lands do look a lot better as you're going. I mean, like, it's recovering.
Well, aren't we from, like, the desert kind of...
Well, that was a sweet 13. Free race.
I mean, you don't suck, but you because you get the free race, you get a feeling probably made up some time heading in. You don't know how much exactly,
right?
But you get to Seven Seas Keep, since that's the northernmost one. That's probably one you catch first. In about a week, so. You know, crossing the river and stuff, because you kind of, unfortunately, have to a little bit loop around, but since that's also going to be the easiest way back, is this cut back over. You could also, actually, probably a little faster than that would be, there's one right on the mouth of the bridge, since that's probably what you're going to have to do, and not cut over the mountains, because that would end up taking more time, even though it's technically closer, unless, again, you're going over the bay, which you'd have to wait for a boat for that. Would be actually Biden. Yeah, Biden, because the Biden's passed, so or Baden, not Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Baden would probably be your closest bet. It's right at it's you know, there's the pass, it's the pass between Lion and Scorpion Lands, and that's gonna be fastest, most likely, so
less chance of suck.
I mean, nothing's gonna really suck. The, like, you guys have noticed on the roads and even off the roads a little bit, I mean, line magistrates are patrolling the lands. It, whatever affliction had been kind of befouling everybody's moods and stuff seems to have kind of abated. Lions are still grumpy, but that's probably just due to them being lions. And not due to some sort of malaise that's being kept on them. I mean, and the unfortunate other thing is you had to cut a couple days off because, you know, they are in the middle of a border conflict with Ukraine right now, so you kind of had to go around that.
Right.
But
we're just gonna go that way.
Yeah. Well, other than that, it takes about a week. When you get to Baden, what do you do?
This is not the this is not the magistrate city. What is this?
Baden is basically it's the trade city between the Scorpion and Lion. You could spend a couple extra days and go down to.
No.
Seven Sinks Keep, but...
Do we have... are there any major Bayushi holdings here?
It's... Not major. If you went west a bit, you'd get to be Kim Bayushi. But that, again, would be another day or two going that way. If you're just wanting this, like, you know, report in closest space, Baden would be the closest place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that and kind of school rank up.
Yeah, it's the crossroads. I mean, they're gonna have. There's a small dojo. They'll be able to teach you your new technique. So
okay,
that does take a week or two, though. It's not something that
okay.
you just
right.
go in and report it and skill up. So, but it's. I mean, it's very small. So the thing about Baden is it used to be a really major spot. And then it was destroyed during a battle. And it was rebuilt, but it was kind of shadowed its former self, so it's kind of small. And, you know, there's some trade that keeps it alive, but it's
not
never
really
going
to
be huge. Like, so, not like it used to be, so. But there's, I mean, there's people there. You can report in. You can get your training.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very careful about who I talk to about what happened.
Well, what do you say specifically? Like, who do you report to?
Well, I mean, if there's a Bayushi, I mean, I know I'm kind of a minor noble in the house. Like,
you probably, I mean, they have a court. There's a court here.
I would go. Who's the Lord? Local Lord?
Bayushi. X name person. Hold on a second. Making me come up with NPCs.
Well, you asked me if I wanted to report.
You want to report to.
I would report to the court.
The governor.
Right. I would ask for a private audience, though.
Okay. You can do that. Right. The problem is asking for private audience without notice, that takes a few days in and of itself.
Well, I mean, I can when we first come in, we could do that, and then I would train. So at least we're not waiting extra time on top of that.
Well, you would want to make a court roll.
Okay. Which I can do.
So, I guess while he's doing that, I'm looking for people more my kind of...
Hey, that was awesome. That was... Oh, I don't know. Okay. Well, that's at least 29. Hold on. I should have called mini raises. That was 33.
Okay.
That's like one of my rolls.
Well, it's two explosions. It was a 4 keep 3, but I rolled two tens and a 9. Well, and a 7, which I didn't use. I probably should pump a couple more points in the 40 or 2 at some point.
Okay.
At least get it to 3. But I want to get my Aijutsu, I think, up to 5, and I'll leave it there for a while.
You get an audience. He's willing to speak with you in about a week and a half.
Okay.
This is Bayushi Natsu.
Okay.
And what you know about this guy is he's an older man.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around a while. He's very sly, but his health is kind of slipping.
Yeah.
And he's not like an idiot like the Daidoji governor,
right.
But he might not be all there,
right.
Like all the time. So
check them out.
Right.
It's good to know ahead of time.
I mean, you scored a 33, you do your training. Are you doing anything in the meantime?
Yeah, I'm looking for people like me. either anybody else in the clan, or there should be anybody up here. I'm gonna guess that people of my reputation will probably be spread out over these things, kind of keep an eye. But
I will let you make a investigation test,
okay,
as if you had an emphasis in ninjas,
okay,
which is never still ninjas, but
okay,
because you are one and you're in your homeland.
So I get the extra die for that emphasis, or
you get to reroll
once.
Yeah,
this
one.
Once.
So,
yeah.
Yep. Investigate would be 5 keep 2.
Yeah, it's not the extra die, just reroll.
Okay, no, that's fine.
I
have a couple.
Investigation ninjas.
It's not a real emphasis. I'm just saying. Doing him bonus because he's in his homeland.
Hey, if Tom wants it,
I got an 11.
You should let him.
I got an 11.
11.
Yeah, didn't call any phrases, but
you have a hard time looking them up. At least for now. You get the sense, what you know is if they kind of know you're looking, they'll probably find you at some point. But
I don't feel like he's doing that. I wouldn't feel like giving any information that we found to anybody other than I know people that could definitely get it into our who's the leader of the
your daimyo?
Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody to know that except for the daimyo.
Shosoro Tosun.
Yeah, okay.
Who's a scary, scary dude?
My kind of guy?
Yeah. Okay, well, like I said, there's a week or so it passes, and then you do get your audience. You come through the court, and when you went to the court the first time, actually, Natsu wasn't even presiding. They're one of his younger guys.
Yeah.
He had someone just doing that for him. Maybe one of his sons. But he's not, from what you heard of him, he's not the sort of guy to let go of his power once he has it. So even though he's sick and kind of ailing, he's still... He's not like really ready for public appearances most of the time, but he's still kind of in control of things.
Gotcha.
From what you've been able to tell. So, but come in.
Thank you, son.
He's got his mask is interesting.
Okay.
It's not really a mask so much as his face is kind of painted at a diagonal slant, starting from his chin and going up to
Oh, so he actually doesn't wear a mask?
It's all painted red on that one half,
okay.
And then the other half is not. But, so, and he's sitting, mm-hmm. like, and just looking at him, you can tell, like, he'd probably have a tough time getting up if he were to get
right.
up, but...
No, I
you can make an etiquette roll, actually, because
I can do that.
Yeah, just because, you know, he might be canny enough that you can potentially catch sight of you. Know,
right.
So.
Well, I rolled a 10. That's good. Well, and then I rolled a 1, so it was an 11.
Total?
No, 17.
Okay. 22. Yeah, he doesn't... If he notices, he doesn't seem to make mention of it.
Right.
But he...
I try not to stare.
Right. So, you had something to report, young Ramazisam.
Yes, Bajisama. We, well, perhaps I should begin here. Are you familiar with Yogo Tanaka?
A contemporary of mine.
I have something for you to read, but it does not cast the Black Watch in a positive light. Yogo Tanaka himself was a member of the Black Watch.
He doesn't seem fazed by this news. He doesn't say anything about it, but are you handing him the...
Yeah, I present him with the journal.
Which I would have made a copy of in our journey, by the way.
That's fair.
Putting that one out there.
He will actually sit there and read the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I sit there silently. Yeah.
Looks like he probably has committed it to memory.
No.
And he had to should have cleaned that last page first.
We ran into this creature also, this Doji Jinitsu. Mm. He foiled us, I'm ashamed to admit, at every turn. And he escaped with what I gather was a prize, some kind of Gaijin statue.
I mean, he's not really looking at you, and his eyes are really cataracted over, like, they're cloudy. Perhaps Yogo-sama is simply beyond his time as well. I have never heard of any such thing as what he claims to have faced. I wouldn't... doubt a clansman, but I would caution you. Youth has a way of seeing things, chances for glory, and perhaps there are none. I will pass your report along.
About?
It is Tanaka's last wish, but Hiramatsu, you must be very cautious. And then when he says this, his eyes clear up, like, and he looks at you, like, and at that point you realize, like, this is old, but, like, he's scared. Like, there's something in
right.
his eyes, like, oh, okay.
There's a reason why he's that old.
Yeah, and why he's still in charge.
Right.
Even that old. If there is something so fearsome that it fooled and destroyed a member of the Kroivan, you are not ready to face it.
I understand. Thank you for your wisdom. But you should somewhere.
Keep me informed.
Yeah, well. At that point, I need to excuse myself.
Yeah. Okay.
That's basically it. You know, I train once we're done training. Right. Where did we agree to meet? I know it was a port city.
Dragon City, Mantis Lands.
Okay.
I assume if you're trying to catch it.
Oh, the other thing too is I want to make sure we get Shosuro and I have updated traveling papers. Because ours were signed by Yogo Tanaka. That was one more
Nasu
thing.
Will
okay.
be out there.
Yeah. My version of training is my favorite game, which is sneak around and not get caught. clearly, if I don't try to obviously break into any place, but I basically try to sneak around and like sneak behind people and just work on that stealth ability while doing all that.
Right.
But of course, if I get caught, I'll just be like, "Yeah, I'm a samurai. I'm just kind of playing around. Just you know, like make up something and
you're in Sparking Lands. No one's gonna really let that
work." So I just kind of, that's how I train though. Is I actually try to apply everything just to sneaking around and following and.
Do you have an emphasis on stealth yet?
Oh, I came with it.
Sneaking,
yeah.
You
don't hear from anybody else until the morning you guys, or actually the night before you guys leave, you come back to your room, and there is someone inside your room just sitting there. He seems to be sipping tea.
Yeah, I know. Good evening.
Very, just, it's kind of a black veil. It's actually a young woman. Black veil, her hair is tied back in a long top knot, very long hair. Mm-hmm. You're looking to report something, aren't you?
I am. I'll explain the situation and probably would have made yet another copy of it for them. And I'll present the copy. Please make sure this gets directly to...
The funny thing is because she's like completely black veil. You can't see her face or anything through it. She holds it up. You assume she can see through it, but you don't like see her eyes or anything.
That needs to go directly to the... I'm just going to say Damio because I'm never going to get the name done. But, and then kind of explain the general gist. Yeah, please enjoy the tea. And then I'll basically sit and wait.
I wouldn't drink your tea. But she does leave the cup down. It's empty. She'll get up and walk out the door.
if I'm standing there, I'll actually get the door for her.
Yeah.
Now on the way out. That's it. We're so to the point. And just get things done.
Shisura amongst Shisura. Like, I don't care about it.
I was like, didn't even ask the name, didn't care.
Right.
You got into my room, which means that, you know.
Okay, so now comes the hard part. You guys finish your training and stuff, you've given your reports to your various people, and you need to get back in time. Since it's been about 2 weeks, you've got about another week-ish.
Right.
Okay.
So you guys are going to have to...
We want to either, I don't know if we want to hire, and I guess I would talk to you about this, either hire, I don't know, actually, probably couldn't get a guy, but at least, like, find, talk
you
to...
You might be able to, you would have had to have an investigation test.
Then, instead, at least, probably the night before and the day of, I would have been at least going over some of the maps that I would have had access to, and kind of, sort of either planning out the route, or seeing the route that we took, and how we could possibly chop it down a little bit. Because we have, if we take the same amount of time as we did, we'll just make it. But if we can chop it off, that'll guarantee that we'll get there on time.
Okay.
Is that all under hunting, like tracking and
trailblazing?
Trailblazing.
That's what you're looking for. One of the other options is potentially you could get horses for this. You'll have to basically ride them really hard the whole way there, but you could potentially do that too.
Okay.
To change it from a trailblazing to a horsemanship role. I mean, you'll be using...
Do you have horsemanship?
I have horsemanship.
Can I ride with him?
That's going to make his test harder.
How good are you riding?
Not that great. I mean, it's okay because I have 3 agility, but I only have 1 point in it.
I just don't have any riding. That's the only thing is...
And the other thing is, I mean, do you have calligraphy while you're studying those maps?
No, but I would I would definitely ask somebody to help me. Like, I'm not, you know.
You could hire someone to help you, potentially.
Okay, actually, you know what? When I went to get the maps, I'd probably ask whoever the calligraphist is to go through it with me. Obviously pay him whatever, a fee, something like that, so.
Something like what you were asking, Shisura-san. My normal fee is 1 koku.
And Goku? Mm-hmm. I think I can actually do that. Let me just double check. I think I started off a little bit less money.
Sorry, I spent 2 of my Goku on...
Yeah, I've only got 2 left, but... I'll pay him the Goku and I'll go through and really pay attention. I actually don't have a... I do have precise memory, so. Hopefully the land hasn't changed that much since the last time, and with the war and the shifting, it shouldn't be.
For your sake, I hope so as well.
I'll thank him. Actually, would this be another samurai? I'd just be a
pretty samurai.
Okay, yeah, then I would bow and take the maps with me. Which I would then immediately present to you, explain what he told me, and go through the whole thing.
Okay.
Well, the other thing is we, would I be able to identify any, like, again, I don't know if the precise memory helps.
Well, precise memory.
Okay, yeah, so looking at, look, when I take a look over the maps, was I able to see kind of where we had gone or about where we could have gone?
You get a sense of it. It's a completely different scale because you didn't have the maps last time,
right.
So it's not going to be perfect, but, I mean, it's helpful.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, so I'll let you get your one key point to your next roll on it for the possessed memory. And I'll also give you a raise off of the calligraphy because he wrote well on the maps. But the TN is a little higher because you are running off of outdated maps. So just keep that in mind too.
Okay. So basically, I'll get three keep three, and then I get an automatic raise.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's about as best as we're gonna do.
Yeah. Well, he get the automatic. Well, he gets the raise too, right? Like,
you guys are using the same math.
Right, but I won't get the one keep one.
Right.
Okay. I will spend a void though. Just.
Yeah, I think I will too.
That's perception, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I have to raise my water ring next for strength and possession.
Okay, so I'm going to get, so I have two keep two for my perception, and then an extra for the precise memory,
and then void. No,
void gives you another
trained one. Trained in the skill, because he wasn't trained in the skill, so you don't get the one keep when you count as trained in the skill.
And so you can explode.
Yeah, so you really do
explode. Oh, so it's three keep three, and then two explosions.
Okay. Right.
Okay, 15.
Okay. Well, three keep three.
Oh. 19.
Okay.
10. If it was a basic thing, I could have found it.
Yeah. It was that basic. Okay. Fortunately, between a combination of your memory and the maps, even though the maps are off in a couple places, your memory is not able to account for the holes. And you, within an amount of time, because I'm going to keep in suspense for a minute, you do see Dragon Guard sitting on the horizon. It takes a little while longer because you weren't going straight from where you were to there, but this year going back up a bit north more and then a bit more east, so, you know, it's a little bit of a catch-up, and you're not certain you're making it on time. Your Tomo-san, it is the day when they're about to set sail that morning, when, and you're probably at the city gates going, ready to go, and you see two very like road ragged scorpion running up.
Riding
up to the city gates.
Our horses are probably half dead.
Yeah.
Come on, we're in a hurry.
I look tired.
There'll be enough time before sleeping and probably puking for someone to be on the boat.
Not everyone. I mean, we've probably never sailed before, right?
No,
the scorpion is landlocked, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a river, but
that's not the same.
Yeah,
as ocean travel.
Like, yeah, there's no actual. Right.
It just hit me. We're taking a boat.
Yeah, I mean, I look ill, but I don't say anything.
You guys hurry down to the docks. They're about ready to make way. Your ship's like, here we go. Are we good?
Are we good? Are Roma and Doji here already?
Nope. Doji's gone. Stops. Yeah. They're both going to be making, like, the cowboy's making stops in a couple places before.
Has Doji already been assigned to his new post?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been assigned
to it. Okay, so you're ready and...
Yeah.
But I'm not, I mean, I'm at the city that they're, that the boat's going to be coming to pick me up at. Mm-hmm. But, and by the way, I know we talked about this at the end of the last session, and I wasn't sure if it was remembered, but one of the things I did is I went to go find, like, a nice string of pearls to send to Sumiko.
Oh. Do you have commerce?
I do not have commerce.
We have him.
Well, the thing...
Well, you did also ask
you have your courtier ability to make allies. And we... I mean, it's going to be a couple of weeks when you're in Mitsubishi Toshi. So you probably have time to apply some trade. I will let you make the courtier test.
Okay.
Not necessarily going to be easy.
I'll do... I'll use the free race to get rid of the negative, and then I'll do one race. Okay. Should have just done my usual. So that's 27,
37. Nice. 39. You find someone who's selling eventually. You're not 100% certain on the quality because you don't have commerce and can't praise that. But you find some
girls. They count?
Like, yeah. And you can send them along.
Okay. What would be the cost of something like that, do you think? Kaku 2?
Oh, there's no cost though, you saw now. Simply remember you when the time comes.
What's his name? Or her name?
The favor is the
time. Yes.
It's Doji.
This is the Rokugan equivalent of special interest groups, like a pack.
Pretty much, yeah. Doji Shiken.
Way to be corrupt, man. Yeah.
No, that's not corrupt.
This is how we work.
It's train being crane.
Doji Shiken.
Shiken.
Next time the Pearl Tariff comes out, you're like, oh, well, I'm
working. I don't know.
Did my boat make more money while we waited?
No, it wasn't enough time.
Okay.
If there is, could you get me one?
Yes.
Right here. You probably have to go into the kitchen where there's multi-liters.
There's
there.
Oh, okay. Wait for it.
Yep. Deep in under the.
Oh, I see.
Next up here.
So, you guys are sailing down. Now, as I said, officially the sea routes depart Rokugan for Dragonguard City, which the bustling holding, the mantis holding, located on the coast between the Phoenix Lands of the North and the Phoenix Lands of the South. However, as I said, they generally make landfall at several ports to the south, including the Tortoise Holding and the city of Tortuga, and the cities of Marisabichi Toshi.
Did you say Tortuga?
No. Not Tortuga.
Sweet!
Not the Isle of Tortuga.
It's like a board game are we playing?
You're now playing Pirates of the Caribbean, the RPG. and Marisabichi Toshi first. So, about a week after they depart, and a couple days after you manage to find your seller and ship out your pearls, there's news that there are more mantis ships fighting with the terrorists at port.
No.
They're being allowed to land to pick up passengers.
No, I know that.
You know, he's coming. I mean, it's... It's heated down there, so it's hard to say if he's going to necessarily get his ship in there.
I'll still go down when he first come into port, though.
All right, well, you see, there's a fleet of Mantis Kabuni. Mantis Kabuni are pretty impressive. A few of these are military Kabuni, which Crane have the second largest navy in Rokugan.
But it's like second by
merchant marines.
Right.
So... These ships, they're, like, armed kind of to the teeth, and, I mean, you can tell, like, on board, they've got a lot of archers, you can see there's the navigator, she's up in a crow's nest meditating, and, like, if ship was gonna go down here, it'd be bad.
Right.
Ship probably won't go down, but there is this sense of hostility. I mean, even your ship, you don't have a navigator, because you don't really... but you probably have a guy who's like your navigator, but does what a captain would normally do because you're doing the things a navigator would normally do for the most part. You just relay your orders to him, and he barks them out and does that while you're controlling the storm and stuff. but you've got, you know, your dozen or so guys. And
so if they're trying to negotiate port, or do I have to try and negotiate on my own?
Well, you guys could try, either one of you could try to negotiate port for that particular ship.
I will do something on my end to do that.
Okay. What's the name of your ship, by the way?
The Kusaka.
Translates to...
The...
Dog, I forgot I had.
The Dogum, by the way.
The Iron Shark.
It doesn't actually translate to that, does it?
Well,
it does now.
I was checking. Okay, so the Iron Shark, because that's what we're going to call it.
No, isn't
it? Most of the name is blood.
Isn't Maho or is also shark? No, Maho's blood, too. Right?
Yeah, Maho.
I thought Maho was also shark.
No,
that would be poor.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Mako? Mako. Thank you. Mako is what I was
thinking.
Yes. So it'd be something Mako.
Kusaka Mako.
But Kusaka.
I think he's looking up a translation. I'll tell you in a second.
Here at this particular game group, we like to
Tetsu. Tetsubo is literally an iron club.
Yeah.
So it'd be the Tetsumaku.
We'd like to make it as realistic as possible. Not just try to completely butcher the Japanese language.
All I'm saying is in the game, they mostly name the ships in English.
He's the Iron Shark.
Yeah.
But Tetsu, if we're really being
Benny
accurate,
for trying?
Yeah.
Tetsumaku. It is.
Yeah, sure.
Benny for trying, yes.
You two, someone get them more buckets. Don't worry, it'll go away in the third.
Oh, no, I'd be fine.
Do you have sailing?
No, I have agility, though. Just
that doesn't matter. You can go ahead and make a stamina test.
I'm going to pass it, and I'm not going to be seasick.
If you have sailing, you don't need to worry
about
it.
Nope, I'm totally thrown up. I got a 3.
Yeah.
I got 15, so.
Yeah, you're okay. The Bayushi, not feeling so hot.
I'm just going to sit next to him. Like, I would normally, like, if it was you, I'd probably be patting
on
the back.
So, what you can do,
I'm just
couple rolls, either one you can make. Courtier or commerce or that'd be the best ones. Courtier or commerce.
Okay.
One may be easier than the other.
I'm assuming that would be commerce.
I'm not necessarily
the same. But maybe on my end, maybe
you
the courtier would be a little better.
I don't know.
It might be easier on my end, of course.
You can roll either courtier or commerce too.
I'm gonna do the 2 raises that I normally do. Explosions? Oop, that's four.
Ah!
4s and 2s, though. And more 4s and 2s. So, 14, 26, 39.
23. Thank you.
Yeah, they both did well.
You're having a tough time. There's just other ships, and they're used to shouting it down and stuff, and you're like, hey, excuse me. But you talk to the dockmaster, and very well. And you know, you get a signal. You assume it's probably because you bit him out so well.
Obviously heard me.
As soon as I see land, I'm really happy.
You're not really staying.
You see a familiar crane standing on the dock. Talking to the person that let you in. I still get off, even if we're only like disembarking.
Even the dock's kind of wiggly, but
no, it's solid.
It's better.
Bayashi-san, you don't look so good.
He'll be
right. But see, he does not agree with him. And this one keeps trying to give him fish too. Not going well.
Civilized people don't travel this way. Yeah, this is not exactly my preferred way of travel either. But
both
it's
the harbor master and the boat you just got on, you people like looking at you like, fuck you talking about?
I will ask how you're doing though, and if everything has been alright on your end. Mm. I'm glad to see you're not.
Oh, everything's been just fine. Have an assignment.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to see you're not dead. I'm saying it's very quiet, but it's very, it's like very to the point with everything that's been going on.
Is that what you said earlier?
Oh, you went to ourselves. All right.
Fine. Got my sea legs back. No horses.
It's quite a magnificent boat you have.
Horses, how normal people travel.
You and your horses. Try taking a horse to where we're going.
You could, if you guys had gone north and up and around.
It'd take a while.
It takes longer, but you could have done it.
I would have preferred that.
But he already has a boat.
Okay, that means it's going on so far.
So, you know, there's that. I mean, your guys will offload some goods, too, and you can go ahead and make your...
Sweet. Just look.
Yes. No, I didn't bring that book in particular, because I knew you were going to have a boat today. That's why would I bring that?
Which book is that?
Strongholds.
Or that's when they talk about trading?
Well, that's the one that has his advantage, where he has a boat.
Oh.
I've got a boat. I'm on a fucking boat.
Is it advantage boat?
Yeah, it's a commerce roll for you.
Nice! I wish I could keep that 8. 25.
You need 6, Goku.
What?
Dang!
That's more than my starting.
Why did I not get paid?
Yeah, we have to wait. It's been like half a year. We still have like another 6 months.
It was a 10-point advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Holy crap!
So he's getting his payment.
I can imagine because my disadvantage was 6 points given to me, so a 10-point advantage.
Yeah.
Well, there's a pretty huge 10-point advantage. Was the prodigy? You get +1, keep one on all your school skills.
Well, inheritance is a huge advantage. His is an inheritance.
Yeah.
So
all the money.
Well, that's the same. They're powerful, but yeah. Especially at character creation, to give up 10 of your 40 points.
Yeah, it's rough.
But don't give me a bow.
Oh, but you know what? Honestly, that might be why Tom's a little bit behind on the insight range stuff because he spent 10 points on
advantages. Well, he also bought large.
Yeah.
I don't
like
it was a character thing.
Yeah.
That's why my character's crafty. It's a character thing.
Well, also because it's really good for Scorpion.
Yeah.
And cheap.
Well, it was also... I mean, it fit his character so well.
It fits well Scorpion. That's why they...
So we go. We have a lion to pick up, I believe.
Crap.
Or crap.
You have to sail in line for the lion.
We got a crap.
Bear and I have a lion to pick up, not after what we've been through.
I, like, really upset.
So you guys get back on the boat, some more willing than the others. Get back down the coast some more. So another round of stamina test for you. Those are your results.
Now, can you spend a void on such things?
To half stamina, yes.
Because I'm actually going to because 13. I'm trying to keep myself my composure because I never look bad.
Right.
You can't get used to it, huh?
No. If you spend the void on it, yeah.
All right, I'm good.
It depends. I might have a system for you for getting used to it. You don't know.
Oh, okay, because I only got a 5.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
I got a 13. So.
Yeah, that's not enough. You're still kind of sick, and you're sick. Apparently, finally made the Shisara sick.
Nice.
However, the Dodi seems unfazed. He seems mostly to be meditating and keeping calm as the Yorto and his crew are barking out orders and doing crazy sailor stuff.
It looks like I'm doing it more or less to pass the time.
Mm-hmm. And... it's another week and a half down to...
we have our void back, right? Like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but he will not, because he's basically skipping these tests. That's what his void's about.
Yeah.
So, the last stop is Sunda Mizumura before you head off to the ocean. And you get port a lot easier and faster, because it's the crab to the mantis, a lot easier, friendlier. Like, hey, come on in! Hey, you know, the entire convoy gets landed pretty quickly. And
do they stay overnight?
Yeah. They'll take a stop overnight for that one. They want it out of the crane.
Some land for you.
That's fine.
but, you know, the Hermon will catch you later that day, and you don't have enough time to do another commerce test at this point.
No.
Because you're just sailing down.
Are you ready for adventure, my friend?
I'm always ready for adventure.
Ha ha! We go to a land of wonder.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sassy black dude.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where was the mantis who assigned us this? Was he going to catch up with us with more information, or
possibly?
Okay. Oh, the searching.
Yeah, Shira.
He might
be
researching the statue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did he actually? Oh, okay. I've forgotten that part. That he'd actually post all this going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took all our papers, but
yeah.
Well, that was after the first incident. And then we had the border thing,
yeah.
Which he sent us to. I don't think we met up with him since then.
Yeah. He met up with them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought I talked to him.
Oh, you did. Okay. So you have a different set of...
Dragon Guard City.
Oh, okay. So. I meant... Okay. But that's why I have different orders.
I'm still more or less tasked on this purpose.
Mm.
Well, we've all been tasked through various means, so...
It's all right. We have new travel papers, so that's all I care about.
We'll go over how the Hiruba got tasked next game.
Sure. It could be a flashback.
Yeah.
You're going.
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, I expect he's pursuing it from the Shadowlands creature angle.
Okay, so...
Especially because this is something new, seems to be kind of newish.
Yeah. Because the night is pretty uneventful.
You didn't happen to bring that witch hunter with you, did you?
Her? No.
Aww.
I gotta look at you.
But the night's pretty uneventful. It is filled with the sounds of construction.
The crowd the wall.
Retaking their lands.
Yeah.
And rebuilding. So you notice a lot of the bench is actually offloaded here. And it was a lot of, like, stonework, woodwork, stuff like that. Like, supplies to help the crowd rebuild. Yeah.
From the islands, which I think have a lot of trees, right?
They do. A lot of trees, yeah. So there's a lot of stuff to help the crowd rebuild. And turn into a profit. Yeah.
Well, they need money for the fighting shadow.
I mean, there is some healthy bartering between the Aski and the Orotomo sailors who make for it, but they keep each other on their toes. So. But the next morning, I'm assuming you're just sleeping on the ship at this point.
I'm not.
You have a knock on your door.
Yeah.
It's Shiro.
Yeah. The paper.
Yeah, it's just notes on it. It's basically says, from what they could tell, is a statue of some guiding god. Since they didn't really have it, from your description, it sounds like it's made of something rare. They're currently asking some kami some information, but since they have a very low occurrence of Ishikin, asking the boy kami requires favors to the phoenix, so they're not really willing to do that. So, but as far as you can tell, yeah, some statue of some gaijin god. Not Kalima. Which is good, but that's all they can tell. So.
That's why we won't be like, Kalima.
she did.
So do we think he'll be there?
He shrugs. What you're up for. And as you guys are heading back to the boat, you think you catch a glimpse of Shiro, like, turning a corner for a second as you're heading back over to the docks.
the fewer dealings I have with him, the better.
I'm like, meh.
But yeah, you guys set sail. Along with the rest of the Mantis ships.
They're also going there too? What's our final location? What's the name of that city?
It'll be Kalani's Landing.
Kalani's Landing, yep. Okay.
I had your piece of paper.
Look it over.
This is the research our people found out about the statue.
Yeah.
We don't know it's Vishnu, right? It's just. Okay. Gaijin God.
Gaijin God, I think.
I scoff.
Well, it might be made of a rare material.
Well, that was one of our guesses. You know, either that there's something inside it.
They know it's not.
Kalima.
Yeah.
Kalima.
I shrugged because I don't know anything about religion.
I do, right?
Yes, you
have theology. Yeah, the lore of theology. Yeah. I don't.
Yes.
My character is actually, like, he's not atheist, obviously, because the spirits exist, the kami exist, right. But, I mean, he's about as borderline as you can get to being non-religious in Rokugan. Well, I mean, he believes people make their own luck, you know, regardless of the spirits and the kami.
He's a char.
Sure. Char have tanks, by the way. They have tanks and battle copters. And an airship.
Some tanks.
Wrong universe.
And an airship.
Shut up, wrong universe.
So we travel.
But yeah, you're heading south, and then eventually west. It's kind of southwest, you're kind of curving around. But the reason why you guys are lucky you got on that convoy is because you are cutting into the open ocean to avoid the Sea of Shadows. Because otherwise you have to be hugging the coast. Now, Kabuni aren't generally deep-sea vessels, which is why you go in convoys, so you don't get lost out there, because you have multiple ships going all in the same direction. It is late spring, so fortunately the weather stays pretty clear. It takes you... I mean, there's a couple small storms and stuff. The ships... And the various navigators, and you can see, you know, Yoritomo-san, I can't pronounce your name for the life of me.
Arashigatsu,
or something like that. You know, doing his weather chant, and you assume that there's other Mantis navigators on the other boats doing the same thing, and
keeping the weather clear.
The storm. And eventually. Now, here's my question for you. Is anyone paying for their fare? Technically, you'd be paying him, but...
if he doesn't ask, I don't pay him.
I assume it's part of our investigation. The papers I was giving, is it up to me to come up with the fare normally?
Generally, yes. Okay. Because you're given your starting money is what your lord deems that you'll need.
Okay, to kind of get started in the world.
Right, to do your stuff.
Okay.
So... It's the reason why commerce is distasteful, because you're implying that your lord doesn't know how to provide for you.
Oh, right. You're not getting enough, right?
Why the Mantis are generally kind of like,
what is standard fare?
Fucking money, dude, I want it.
What is standard fare for something like
ask
that?
Ask him. It's his boat.
2,000 copper.
I'm assuming with a nice little...
3 boo.
That seems relatively generous.
3 boo. That's a lot for some people.
Oh, I don't mean a lot. I mean, it seems like you're giving me a deal here.
That's almost a koku. Or it's 3/5 of a koku. Mm-hmm.
We're all in servitude of the Empire.
But seeing as I got your ship in the port, I think that's fair.
Okay.
If he doesn't ask us...
Yeah.
I'm also dumb, because we're in the service of the Empire.
Right. And also,
well, I have a different.
That, I don't think anybody right really. Now. Well, actually, unless you make us roll another test for this, because I don't really think anyone's going to be coming anywhere near us. Assuming we're still projectile vomiting the entire trip.
if I do get used to it, though, I do try to find a place to practice. So I feel like I'm not keeping my skills sharp.
Practicing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, here's what you guys need to do. You each need to make another roll.
Okay.
Once. Hit out into the ocean into the Sea of Shadows, first of all. It's going to be a harder roll, because the ocean is harder than coastal waters.
Right. Can I spend another void?
You can, yes.
Then you'll have no void when we get there.
That's right.
I haven't lost my word.
I do often teach anyone sailing.
You also have to make a roll on this one.
Oh,
it'll be a lot easier.
But you actually have sailing.
Yeah.
What am I rolling with sailing?
Sailing, yep.
Not so much. I got 9.
Well,
okay, that's the Scorpioner making with the sick again.
But if he offers to teach some stuff in between the sick, I'll totally back that.
It's based off agility, right? Yeah.
Agility?
Yeah. Well, for if you're trained off that, he can make the test that way.
I got
you. Guys are just using your raw stamina because you're just trying to hold the fuck down.
19.
You're fine.
Do they have any herbs or medicine for this? Tea, some kind of... I don't know.
Well, you didn't pay for your passage.
He didn't ask. If, however, I were to go up to him and ask what I'm asking you right now, imagine he would remind me politely of the fee, in which case I'd play the free boo to do that, depending on. So, yeah, I guess at this point I would probably go up very early on in this and ask him if he has any herbs or if the Mantis are familiar with any remedies to having people, because I'm sure they do ship everybody around at some point for probably a modest fee. And yeah, ask if...
We'd be drunk for the journey.
Yeah.
You're mostly sleeping.
Yeah.
It'll cost you another boo.
Come on, win and I'm...
I mean, you can try. I'm kind of trying to be stoic about it. I don't complain, but I'm obviously throwing up.
You're trying to be stoic. Everyone sees that you're not being successfully stoic.
No, I don't complain. I don't complain about it. I mean, I'm obviously throwing up and very uncomfortable, but I mean, I don't cry about it. I don't complain about it. I don't, you know, and I kind of dare anyone to say anything even, you know.
You do hear some chuckles at your expense from the sailors and stuff. And
if any, look, because I don't know, I guess...
Well, I hope he took his mask off for that one.
Actually, if I hear that, I put my hand on my sword.
Well, anyway.
Oh, here we go.
They mostly ignore you, because, like, yeah, go ahead, ruin your sword out in the ocean, and then get thrown overboard. It'll be funny.
His crew is a little more relaxed, right?
Yeah, they're pretty chill.
Would they be talking to us then?
Most of the crew aren't samurai.
Yeah,
there's like the navigator and the captain generally, so he's probably got his lieutenant is a Yoritomo.
So most of them will actually, despite the fact that they're not samurai, still be BSing with us a little, right?
Yeah.
I'd be BSing right back. I wouldn't do it in front of him.
These are Mantis Haman. They're used to talk, like, especially the sailors. They're part of the same crew. Like, they're just, yeah, you're the boss. But I'm still gonna, like, joke with you and shit. Like,
okay, so if they joke around with me, I, even though I'm not
feeling it well,
I'll try and joke back. Like, if they make a joke about the mask thing, I'll be like, just barely or something. Right. You know, like, I'll kid around a little bit, though.
Maybe.
They're probably not that used to other people's samurai either, except when they land.
They don't care. Your crew's pretty much used to you and your lieutenant. And, like, you know, they obviously can tell who's your superior, who you're, like, you know, that whole thing. They're used to your family. This family has been sailing with your family for as long as your family's been sailing, probably, so,
I do not drink while on the sea.
That's right. They do. Your crew, so they're...
I've got to know where we're going.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, just to warm up to the crew, if they get to try to get to know me a little bit or just BS, I'll BS right back and just try to be friendly. So
maybe
not in front of him.
Maybe burger test.
Okay. That's,
well, he's busy right. most of the voyage. Right. So.
You're the fun squirker.
Yeah, I'm just the one who. Well, yeah. So all
right. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to stop. That's our one.
If they only had,
I'm just wondering, what
untrained
warrior
was
it?
Oh,
okay.
Well.